Hello, St. Georgians, near and far, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, on day 142 of our year of the Bible, and the second day that we're spending in the book of Nehemiah, who led a third return to Judah among the people of Babylon. And he has gone there because the temple was rebuilt under Ezra, fantastic, but the walls of Jerusalem had not been rebuilt, and thus leaving Jerusalem undefended. And so he needed to do that. So he goes up, and we see in this section how he gets it done. We also see the amount of opposition that he gets, and this opposition comes in a lot of different ways. One of the ways that there is opposition is just from external enemies, from the external people, who the non-Judahites, who don't want them fortifying Jerusalem, and sort of make a lot of saying, "Oh, I know what you're doing. You're going to rebel against the king." No, I'm not. I'm not rebelling against the king or anything like that. The king told me I could do it. He didn't say any of this, though. He just said, "No, I'm doing the thing. I'm doing the thing that God has told me to do." Unfortunately, the effect of these enemies' propaganda is such that it disappoints the people. It depresses the people, and they start to parrot the same words that the enemies are using. So, for example, in verse 10, they start saying, "Oh, the people of Judah start saying, oh, the strength of the laborers is giving out, and there is so much rubble that we cannot rebuild the wall." Rubble. It's not rubble. Rubble is the word that the enemies were using for it. It's not rubble. It's the wall that can be rebuilt. But the strength of the laborers is giving out because the enemies have been saying, "Oh, this is too much. This is too hard. You don't want to do this." And so the people get depressed as well. They get depressed that they're getting this opposition from the enemies and all this kind of stuff. That's one kind of opposition that Nehemiah has to overcome. Another kind of opposition that he has to overcome is kind of an opposition of greed, if you will. In chapter 5, what you find, to his great frustration, is that the Judahites are charging each other interest. The Judahites are charging each other's interest in a way that's harmful. We call this usury, but they didn't really differentiate between usury and just sort of normal, what we would call interest-bearing accounts. It was very much one of the things that they, mortgages and, you know, all that kind of stuff was not something that they looked kindly on, at least not that bore interest. And so, because what it was doing was it was oppressing the people, and indeed they had even had to sort of mortgage some of their daughters, like sell them into slavery. And Nehemiah freaks out about this, rightfully so, and says, essentially, we were slaves in Egypt, right? We were slaves in Babylon, and we got out of this, and here you are enslaving your fellow Israelites. Cut it out. Let us stop charging interest, restore everything. And they said, okay, they did it. But that's another kind of opposition that they had. Nehemiah wants everyone to know that he did not share that greed. He did not even take the things that he was entitled to as governor of Judah. He could have gotten this special allotment of food and all this kind of stuff, but he says out of reverence for God, he did not do that. Instead, he devoted himself to the work on the wall. Nehemiah is also a good sort of leadership example because he has a single-minded focus. You know, he's no doubt there were a million things that could be happening in that should be happening in Jerusalem, for that matter. But he wasn't going to do all of them, because you can't do all of them. What he was going to do was the stuff that had to do with rebuilding the wall. That was his job. That was his task, and that was the thing that he was committed to. And so that's what he did. However, there continued to be opposition from, in this case, the external enemies. The external enemies start going around and wanting to meet with him. He refuses to meet with them because he says, it's not good. It's not going to be good for him. They're just trying to